1, 2, 3.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231, and if we can help you with your garden, give us a call right now. We'll all work together to have you enjoy what's there. It's been difficult. We've had a lot of heat. We've had very little rain, and it's made it an awful lot more work for you. Remember, the grass has the ability to come back if it dries out. Your flowers, your vegetables, your shrubs, and the trees do not. So if you have a choice of watering, the place that you want to water is your flowers, your perennials, your vegetables, and your shrubs and your trees. And if any of you are coming to see the private gardens of Kennebunk, the garden tour, next Saturday, you'll see that my gardens look good, but the main lawn is as brown as a paper bag. I just don't have enough water at time. So just be aware, the lawn is going to be brown, 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 unless this rain we got last night helped, but I don't think it's going to work that fast. But the gardens themselves look real good. So if you're looking for a nice day, come up to Southern Maine. Kennebunk is 25 miles into Maine. It's a beautiful little town, a lot of great restaurants, and 9 gorgeous gardens. And I'll give you a phone number if you'd like to call for some information. It's 207-985-5975. Or you can go to their website. Their website is kidsfreetogrow.org. KIDSFREE2GROW.org. And there's all kinds of information and even a couple of pictures of my garden. George, who's up first this hour?
That would be Tony in Warwick. He's got a question about salvia.
Okay, Tony from Warwick. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question about my salvias. I have about a bed of 200 salvias. They're growing well. The leaves are dark green and healthy, but the flowers, the petals, most of them have a brown spot, a tan color, it's supposed to be red. I'm wondering if there's some kind of treatment I could give them to get that full red color in the leaves and the flowers.
The reason it's got a brown tinge is the heat and the lack of rainfall.
So Tony, I've been watering them constantly and feeding them with Miracle-Gro, and it's constantly watered, but I thought there was some other solution to getting that to look
red. If salvia gets really, really hot, and we've had some hot days, as the flowers mature, especially on the lower ones, they will turn brown due to the heat. And it's nothing that you've done wrong. It's just that particular plant. And I love the red salvia. There's the blue one. It looks totally different. But the red salvia is wonderful. But when it gets really hot and really dry, the outer tips of the bloom, not on the bottom of the flower, but near the opening, will turn brown with the heat. And there really is nothing that you can do. As soon as the weather changes, that will stop. And if it's spoiling the look of the garden, your best bet would be just to step into the garden and pick some of those flowers that have matured and turned brown off the plant, and that will rejuvenate it. See, the other thing that happens is as the older flowers mature and pass, they'll go from red to brown because they're making seed. So if you can remove some of those brown or discolored flowers, it will put more energy to produce additional flowers that will give you all of the color that you're looking for. But you're doing nothing wrong. It's just salvia and temperatures above 90, they don't do very well. They do turn brown. Again, it's not you, it's the weather. Okay, Tony? George, who do we have up next?
That would be Sherry. She's got a question about rhododendron.
Sherry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning to you. I have a rhododendron. Oh, it's been in the property probably about 30 years, and I've really never trimmed it back, and now it's getting up to be about 6.5 feet high, and I'd like to get some off the top of it. Can you help me out?
Okay, I'll give you a choice. The flower buds are going to develop on the tips of those branches, so that if you prune your rhododendron now, which is okay, you can control the size. You will not have any blooms next spring on it because the rhododendron and azaleas are making those flower buds right now. And if you prune off the new growth, the tips, that's where the buds form. So if you want to control the size, that's fine. It won't hurt the plant, but you won't have any blooms. The best time to prune rhododendrons is in mid-June when the flowering process is going by. So when you see that your rhododendrons are in bloom, the flowers are beginning to look dirty because they're getting older and they're beginning to fade, that's the best time to cut back a plant. Rhododendrons make the flowers, and when the flowers go by, they make the new growth. So knowing that, as soon as the flowers go by, if you want to cut back your rhododendron by as much as one-third, you can, because the new growth will develop from where you made the cut, and it will still have all summer to make that new growth to give you flowers. So what you could do is a little bit of selective pruning at this point. Control part of the top of the plant where it's the tallest with some pruning now, and leave the outer perimeter alone. When it gets done blooming, then you can prune the outer branches as well as the top again to bring the plant down to the size that you prefer. Okay? So if you prune now, you lose the blooms. The best time is in June when the flowers go by. And just as the flowers get dirty looking, chop it. Thank you. 800-259-9231. We are at Snow's Home and Garden Showplace on Main Street in Orleans. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. So if you get a chance, come on down. If you have a plant problem, bring me a piece of it, a bag of weeds, a bag of bugs. Just make sure they're in a bag because Bob will kill us. So make sure that you bag all of your weeds and your bugs, okay? George, who's up next?
Lynn from Maine called. She was driving and asked me to ask her question for her. She's wondering what the best kind of rose bush or rose plants are for the Kennebunk area.
Okay. For roses for the Kennebunk area, she can grow a lot of different things. The beech roses, for example, I've planted a bunch of those near my vegetable garden. And what's nice about the beech roses, they are probably the hardiest of all of the roses for you to plant on your property because they have their own root system. And the beech roses of today have changed a lot in the last few years. It used to be they were pink or white, and now you have all kinds of new hybrids. And they will grow in basically a sand-type soil. If you can get them started off with some good loam, and then they'll survive at the beach where there's no loam at all. So they're a good rose. They don't bloom as long as other roses, but they're a lot hardier. So if you have a really open area with a lot of wind and the soil isn't too good, the hybrid beech roses. The knockout roses are the big rose in the last couple of years. They've all been hybridized. They're a lot stronger than your traditional roses, and they do very, very well. And then there's a collection of roses called Austin. And the Austin roses are raised in New Hampshire and shipped all over New England. But these are fragrant roses, which are hard to find now. But just ask for David Austin roses, the knockout roses, or your traditional beach roses, Rosa Rugosa, and all of their hybrids. Those are the ones that I recommend that you grow in an open area and cold like Maine. Thank you. George, who's next? Okay, Sandra, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have several questions I'd like to ask you in regards to we have basil and broccoli rabe growing in our garden, okay. And there's some type of insect that is eating my basil away, and it's starting to eat the leaves on the broccoli rabe. And also I have beautiful jasmine, a night jasmine and a regular jasmine plant that it's also eating leaves.
Okay, we'll get to you right after this message.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right. One application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We were just talking with Sandra, and insects are eating her basil and the foliage of some of the cold weather crops. And probably the best thing for you to do, Sandra, is this. Go to your local garden center, pick up a product called EIGHT, E-I-G-H-T. It's not sold in the box stores, only in the garden centers, because they can inform you on how to use it. People in the box stores have no idea about most of these products because they were selling 2x4s last week. So go to where the people are trained to give you the right product for the right, for that particular insect. But 7 is very, very good, but deadly for bees. 8 is much better, safer for bees, and will last 3 times longer. So use 8. Go to your local garden center, and it will take care of all of the chewing insects in your vegetable garden, in your flower beds. You can use it on the tomato hornworm. That's that big, long, green worm that comes in your tomatoes and peppers in about 2 weeks. So they're getting close. It will take care of Japanese beetles and a lot of your major insects, and very, very safe. So, Sandra, liquid 8, and the best time to apply it is between 7 and 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, and make sure that it's a day that the temperatures are not going to exceed 90 for the best results. George, who's up next?
It'd be Rosalind in Cape Cod. She's got some plants that are turning brown.
Rosalind from Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning. My main question is about cucumbers, but I just want to ask you a question about potatoes. I know they like an acid soil, and you said to feed them. What would you feed them?
Well, what I use in my vegetable garden for all of the plants, I'll use, especially on potatoes, I use something called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. It's a mycorrhizae. And mycorrhiza helps to build a bigger than normal root system. So I use that. During the year, I'll use the Thrive, and I'll use something like Espoma. They make a vegetable garden fertilizer that one to two applications all year will work good. Dr. Earth has a great all-natural fertilizer with probiotics, which is a combination of microbes like the mycorrhiza. So the days of a 5-10-5 and a 10-10-10, those days are basically over. If you use a fertilizer that has mycorrhiza, fungi, and bacteria in it, your plants grow much better, much faster, and are a lot more productive. So, you know, go to a garden center and tell them you want either Dr. Earth vegetable fertilizer or Espoma. Those are people that make Hollytone. They have a vegetable fertilizer that is very good. But every couple of two or three weeks, I'll use this new Plant Thrive. It's unbelievable. So look for it at a garden center near you. George, who's next?
That would be Angelica in New Hampshire. She's got a question about morning glories.
Hi, Angelica. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I really enjoy listening to your show every Sunday morning.
Thank you.
My question is about morning glories. I have the heavenly blue type. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if you could tell me what the best way is to make them thrive. I've got some with some yellow leaves around the bottom.
Yep. Well, the thing that morning glories, my wife loves them, but they don't flower until real, real late. So what we do at our house when we plant the morning glories, we put Osmocote fertilizer at the time of planting, and then she will hit it with a liquid food like Miracle-Gro every couple of weeks, and that keeps them healthy. The yellow is coming right now because it's dry. And if you really want to help those morning glories, you have to think of it this way. Whatever you see above the ground, the same thing is below the ground. So every leaf has its own root system to get the water and the nourishment up to it. And we haven't had any rain in New England for a month. The temperatures have been really, really hot, and that's why you're getting some yellowing leaves on the bottom part of your plant. Take the hose, put it at the base of your cluster of seedlings, and let it ooze for about 10-15 minutes and really, really saturate the ground with water, and that plant will come right back to life, and the fertilizer will help them to bloom sooner. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain clog can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We're at Snow's Home and Garden on Main Street in New Orleans. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, so come on by and say hello. And if you have weeds or bugs or things like that, put them in a plastic bag, bring them down, and we'll try and help you out. There's a great deal of things going on today. We have a rose demonstration coming on a little bit later on. All kinds of sales on the shrubs and trees. All the shrubs are 25% off. Perennials, 25% off. And then trees, annuals, herbs, vegetables, pottery, statuary, bird baths are 30% off. But that's today only. They've got some great Leland cypress, 6 to 8 feet tall. They're in a 15-gallon pot. They're normally $130, and they're on sale for $91. So come on down and say hello. George, who's up next?
Bill in New Hampshire has a question about that wood boring bug they found out your way.
Okay, Phil, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me?
I can hear you nice and clear.
Okay, I had the two questions. One, I heard on the radio that they found that wood boring Japanese beetle, the one that eats the trees.
Yes, the longhorn beetle.
Yeah. And I didn't know how to, being a landowner, how do I protect myself from that insect?
Okay. Well, there's a couple things that you can do, and most of the states have already started. The one thing that you want to do is never bring firewood from where you live to a different part of the state or to a different state. Because, for example, Worcester has taken down over 10,000 trees. And a lot of them have been 2 and 3 and 4 foot diameter because of this Asiatic longhorn beetle. It bores a hole into the tree, and once it gets in, you just can't get it out. What I would suggest that you do is if you've got some really good trees, mature trees, that you want to keep for shade, is you want to buy a product called Tree and Shrub. Now, it's made by Bonide. It's made by Bayer and Fertiloam. Bayer is the originator of the product, and Bonide and Fertiloam have the generic version, and it's less money. What I would do is go to your local garden center, and where you see that they have Bonide, you can buy it by the gallon rather than a quart, and that will make it a lot cheaper. And treat those trees now, and because the tree and shrub will stay active in the plant for one entire growing season. But it's spread with wind. It's spread very badly with firewood. And that's why a lot of the states have banned the movement of firewood from state to state. But the only other way is with tree and shrub insecticide. And that's something that you could apply anytime now. Thank you. George, who's next?
Helen in Plymouth has a question about raspberries.
Good morning. How can we help you with your raspberries this morning? What's happening?
Oh, good morning, Paul. Nothing's happening, actually. My raspberries were fantastic. I must have had thousands of them. But I need to relocate this patch for next year, and so I'm not sure what I want to take, what I want to move.
Okay. Well, the best time to move your raspberries is going to be when the kids go back to school in September. You don't want to do it now. It's too hot. It's too dry.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to notice that the berries are sending out like little runners, little shoots. And that's what you want to dig from the main plant, are those little runners. And what I would do, I mean, raspberries will spread really quick. And if you can space them about 18 to 24 inches apart in the fall, by next spring, those shoots that you dug from the main plant will have rooted, and they're going to make all kinds of side shoots. And the following year, you'll have enough raspberries for the whole neighborhood again. But wait until things cool off, and it's best done in the fall or in the early spring before the leaves develop on the plant. So if you want to wait until, like, late March or during April, you could dig up the entire plant if you want and then divide it. As long as you get an underground stem that contains roots with that little suckering branch, then you're going to be all set, okay? But wait till things cool off, so fall or spring only. Thank you. 800-259-9231 is the phone number. That's 800-259-9231. And if you're lucky enough to live on beautiful Cape Cod, come and say hello. We are at Snow's Home and Garden on Main Street in Orleans, and I'll be here until 2 o'clock, so bring me some plastic bags full of bugs and weeds. Bob, the manager here, is thrilled with that. George, who's up next?
Roslyn has a question about cucumbers.
Roslyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. My cucumbers are in pots, and they've been producing quite nicely for a couple weeks now. But I notice the leaves are losing their color. They're getting kind of yellowy. And Even the ones on... Yeah,
have
ahead.
You been feeding him at all, Rosalind?
Yes, yeah, so like 2 week intervals. But with the
okay.
old fashioned stuff. You know, with some
okay.
tomato plant food.
Okay. What you want to do is cucumbers are a plant that produces for about 6 to 8 weeks. And then they just get tired. I was visiting a farm stand last year. And I was in, like, the first week in July, and the farmer was planting a second crop of cucumbers. And I said, isn't it too late to plant cucumbers now? And he said, it gives me a fall crop. So the plant can only produce so much. It gets tired, and then it just poops out and falls apart. So what you need to do is, because it's in a container, and we've had a lot of heat, your cucumbers need to be watered more often. And I would suggest that when you get days like we just had, that you water those cucumbers every single day. And I would feed them every single week. Those roots are confined to that container. It's not like it's planted in the garden and it can go searching for water. It's stuck in there. So feed them more often, water more often, and you'll be in great shape, and try and keep the leaves dry if at all possible. Now, look at the leaves that are becoming discolored and see if there's a white film growing on the leaf. And if you can take a finger and you can rub the leaf and that white discoloration goes back to green, that's a fungus called powdery mildew. And powdery mildew will arrive on cucumbers, squashes, pumpkins, when we get heat and humidity. And if that's the case, and it always starts on the older leaves working on the newer ones, then get a product called Serenade. And it's an all-natural, all-organic disease control that's developed for the vegetable garden. And it will stop the powdery mildew right in its tracks. Okay? So more water, more food, check for powdery mildew, and if you have it, Serenade, and you do it every 7 to 10 days when it's hot and muggy like this. George, who's up next?
That would be Wendy in Plymouth. She's got a question about green beans.
Wendy from Plymouth, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
I have a question about my pole beans. I grow them every year, and they do fantastic. And this year, they're doing okay as far as, well, they're crawling all the way up the fence. No flowers, no green beans, and I don't know what's going on because I never had a problem before.
Yeah. I wouldn't be concerned just yet. I know that you'd like to have some green beans. I planted green beans, pole beans, and mine are doing the exact same thing. They're up like 6 feet tall. There's a ton of leaves. I haven't seen any buds at all on them.
Wow.
I stopped at a farm stand because I know the man pretty well, and I asked him, and he said, patience, young man. So if he's telling me to wait, then I'm going to tell you the same thing. We've had a lot of heat, and when it gets real, real hot like this, the heat at times will prevent the plant from making flowers. And I remember in school we had taken a field trip and we had gone to a greenhouse that raised tomatoes. And we got there and the man had all the vents open in his greenhouse and he had fans on. And I said, why do you have everything going on? He says, it's too hot. If the temperatures get to be above 90, the tomato plant will abort its flowers. So those of you that got 90-plus degree temperatures, if you look at the flowers, the new ones, they're probably dropping to the ground, and that's because of the heat. New ones will come. Have some patience, and your green beans will come. Just give them some extra water. Feed them a little bit more often. That's what I'm doing. Is I'm using a liquid feed. I use a granular food when I plant them, but I liquid feed them when we get to periods of heat because they need more energy because they're spending more energy just to stay from collapsing with the heat. Okay? So a little Miracle-Gro will go a long way at this time. George, who's up next?
Susan in Vermont is having a problem with mildew.
Susan, good morning. Tell me what's happening.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Uh-oh, I'm having difficulty hearing you.
Okay, Susan, what is your question?
First of all, I wanted to thank you so much. I'm calling from Montpelier, Vermont. And I wanted to thank you so much because you helped me save my tiger lilies. And I just appreciate that. And so thank you so much. And now I have a question. I think it's about the powdery mildew. I think I have that on my large phlox. And can you use the Serenade on that?
Yes. A Serenade is an all-organic, all-natural disease control product. And you can use it on the tall phlox. Now, I have some tall phlox in front of my house. And it's the strangest thing. The phlox that I have treated with mycorrhiza do not have any disease on them. And the ones that I have not have the powdery mildew forming on the plant. So what I want you to do is this. Get some Serenade and spray it on the plant and follow the recommendations. I think that you've got to apply it every 2 weeks. And with the amount of heat that we've had, and I know in northern Vermont where you live, you've had some pretty good heat too into the mid-90s and humidity. But go to your garden center and see if they have a product called Plant Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. That is liquid mycorrhiza. You mix it with water, you apply it to the plant, and in the next 30 days, your plant will double the size of the root system. I've used it in the past, and I have to use a shovel to get my tomatoes out of the ground. I can't pull them out. That's how big they are. Thrive is the name.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black pack Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Frank Garden Club. George, let's go right to those phone lines. Who do we have up next? Okay, Louise, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. I have a trumpet vine. It has orange flowers. My daughter went online, and there's 10 pages of how bad it is, and it's growing all over my yard. It's coming up near my stone wall, and somebody said I should get rid of it. Should I get rid of it, and how do I get rid of it?
Well, I mean, trumpet vine is a plant that is aggressive. It is a plant that if you grow it on the side of your house, it will go underneath the shingles, and it will pop or lift some of the shingles. But if it's put into a place where it's not going to grow all over the house and get up onto the roof of the house, and you're able to prune it and take care of it, it's not a problem. You can grow it along a stone wall. It makes a beautiful flower, as you talked about with the orange tubular flower, and hummingbirds just love it, and those butterfly moths will also love it. But if you can control the location, there's no problem. And all you got to do is go out there, and if it's not coming up where you want it, then just cut it and pull it out. But it's really up to you. You need to say to the plant, this is your space. Once you leave this border, I'm going to cut you off or hit you with a weed killer. But trumpet vine is like a lot of other plants. It's very fast growing. It can be a problem. But if it's grown on an arbor or a trellis or a stone wall where there's not going to be any damage to the house, you're okay. But, yes, it will go underneath the shingles, and as the stem gets bigger, it will slowly lift it off the house and may even pop a few of them. So keep it away from a shingle house. If you have aluminum siding and there's places where it can get under, it will. So put it someplace away from the house, and you'll be in great shape. Okay? Our phone number is 800-259-9231. We're here every single Sunday. And we just want to remind you one more time, we're here until 2 o'clock today. We're at Snow's Home and Garden Showplace on Main Street in Orleans. Great sales today only. All their trees, annuals, herbs, vegetables, bird baths, and statuaries, 30% off. All their shrubs, and that's hydrangeas, Rose of Sharon, butterfly bush, blue spruce, beach plums, all kinds of perennials, all 25% off. I'm here till 2. Come on by and say hello. And if next Saturday you're able, come to Kennebunk, Maine. It's a garden tour. My house is part of it. We have 9 beautiful homes, some right on the water, from 10 until 4 o'clock. And if you want to get some information, the phone number, 207-985-5975, or the website is kidsfreetogrow.org. All the proceeds go to the child abuse program in Southern Maine. And we'd like you to come and say hello and see my house, the vegetable garden, the flower garden. We have a fairy garden with all kinds of little statues that I bought for my wife, a saint's garden, and we're going to have a contest. If you can name the saints, you'll win a prize, a Japanese garden, and I'm there to answer all of your questions. So come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you, whether you come today here at Snow's. I'll be here till 2. Or come to the garden tour. The phone number, 207-985-5975, and they'll tell you all about the show. But come to Snow's. We're here till 2, and if you're going to bring insects or disease problems, please put them in a plastic bag because we don't want them jumping from your house to the nursery here. And, again, all kinds of sales. All the products that we talk about on the radio for today only, the lawn fertilizers, the weed killers, the insect killers, are all 25% off, and that's today only. So, you know, if you're going to use wet and forget to kill the mold and mildew on your house, today's the day to do it. If you want to feed your perennial garden, buy the fertilizer today, save 25%. If you've got bugs, today's the day to kill them. Cost you 25% less to kill those darn Japanese beetles. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. And that phone number, so you can call early, 800-259-9231. Have a great week. Bye-bye. Thank you, George.